Octopussy, The Last Great Adventures of James Bond 007 by Ian Fleming. Octopussy, copyright by the Literary Executors of Ian Fleming, 1965-1966, U.S. copyright renewed 1993. The Living Daylights, copyright by the Literary Executors of Ian Fleming, 1962, U.S. copyright renewed 1990. And Property of a Lady, copyright by the Literary Executors of Ian Fleming, 1963, U.S. copyright renewed 1991, was published by arrangement with Glidrose Productions Limited and was produced in 2001 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. This book is 100 pages long. The following material appears on the book's back cover. The locales are Flemingly Sinister, a paradise in the British West Indies, the border territory between East and West Berlin, and an auction room at Sotheby and Company, London. The action is electric with tension. Bond is devastatingly daring and deadly deadly. He's the one and only 007, the inimitable secret agent who kept the world in willing bondage for over a decade. Octopussy is a brilliant gem, Publishers Weekly. Fine Fleming has a fascination that will linger. Charmingly chill, John O'Neill, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Vintage Fleming, Omaha World Herald. Octopussy.
"You know what?" said Major Dexter Smythe to the octopus. "You're going to have a real treat today, if I can manage it."